This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
But, let's go to Nolan McGraw. Nolan, looks like, sadly, we're going to transition to some pretty shocking news here.
Yeah, surprising. TMZ reporting that Hulk Hogan is dead at the age of 71. Apparently, a medical dispatch to his house in Florida. Reports of cardiac arrest, ambulance, police cars outside the home. So that's it. I mean, say what you want about TMZ. They're usually 100% on with these celebrity deaths. So shocking to say the least, but it does come roughly a month or weeks after there was an initial report that he was on his deathbed. And it was being floated out there, hey, Hulk's in bad shape. He could go at any moment. And it seems like the obituary is being written then. Some of his close friends said, no, it's not true. I was just with him. I was talking to him today. He's fine. He's in good shape. It sounds like he had a neck surgery back in May. There were some complications initially thought with that, but I don't know how that's linked to a heart issue here with cardiac arrest. Could be a freak thing. Who knows?
But Hulk Hogan, 71,
mm-hmm.
You said, Nolan. And look, we all know who he is. He's a guy that transcended his sport or world of entertainment, whatever you want to refer to it as, wrestling. But, you know, I'm old enough. I mean, you grew up in the Midwest. I grew up here in Baltimore, of course. And I didn't know what the NWA was. Or the Bockwinkles. And I had no clue who these people were. I grew up on the WWW. It was three W's back then. F. And it was basically a regional thing from, you know, New England down to basically, I guess, Maryland and Virginia. And Hulk Hogan kind of came out of nowhere in the early 80s. I was still a teenager. And he was a bad guy and picked up Andre the Giant, body slammed him. And Nolan and I were talking off the air. I mean, that was a big thing at one of the WrestleManias. Like, no one's ever body slammed Hulk Hogan or Andre the Giant before. Hogan in the regional shows did it like 1,000 times. And then it really exploded in the mid-80s when he became the champion after Bob Backlund lost to the Iron Sheik, the Camel Clutch. I put you in the Camel Clutch. And then Hogan beat him. He became a rock star, almost literally. Rick Derringer, who just passed away, wrote the theme song, the Saturday night's main event on NBC. They preempt Saturday Night Live to put wrestling on. And when McMahon and Jesse Ventura were the ringside commentators, Hulk Hogan was a big, big deal. Then he had a movie career. Well, I don't say what you want about that.
Right.
He was in Rocky III. He was Thunder Hips or Lips or whatever the hell it was when he body slammed old Sly Stallone. But yeah, Hulk Hogan, kind of a cultural icon of the 20th century for sure.
No doubt about it, Bob. I mean, he was, and like you, wrestling was big in Minnesota. I mean, there was a lot. Like Bobber, my good buddy, all his buddies were professional wrestlers. And Mean Gene, he was from Rochester, Minnesota.
Okerlund, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was every, and it was on TV all the time in Minnesota. Mean Gene, you know, and he was the announcer, and they have, they would have all the fights or all the matches and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I grew up with all that stuff, and like Bobber being my friend and all, I mean, he always had those wrestlers around, those pro guys.
And he was great, Nolan, Hogan, that is, at the, you know, you talk up the match.
Mm-hmm.
He was Ali was the best crap talker when it came to setting up fights and boxing. Hogan was the dude. Him and Macho Man Savage come to mind. They were like, you knew it was fake, but he gets you so talked up. Like, I'm buying SummerSlam because Hulk Hogan wanted to kill the $1 million man.
That's the thing you're talking about back then with the territories and everything. And even when WWF bought out everything and became like a national thing, and Hogan and Andre and the start of WrestleMania and everything. That is kind of back in a time when a lot of people thought wrestling was real. And Hogan was a big part. I mean, it's funny to look back on it in hindsight, what we know now and way wrestling has changed. But people back then, really, not everybody, but more so, I guess, nowadays, people that our kids tend to think it's real. Sure. And then once you grow up, you're like, obviously, it's not real.
It's like Christmas.
But back then, there were a lot of adults that thought it was real. I mean, that because there was not a lot of information out there, they really protected the business. Hogan was a huge part of that. Like a lot of wrestlers, a complicated career, but extremely accomplished. It wasn't just that one generation. He had a huge run in the 90s.
Yep.
He had a return to WWE in the 2000s, where the crowd went crazy for him. You have no business being in the ring at that point, but they wanted to see him. Recent history, people not so favorable of him, but I mean, hell of a run. Spanned multiple eras. Did great work as both a face and a heel.
Yeah.
I mean, hard to argue against him being the Mount Rushmore guy in wrestling.
No doubt about it. So Hulk Hogan, looks like, sadly, has passed away at the age of 71. And to your point about people taking wrestling seriously, and it is entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I used to, in my restaurant days, mess around with little God's Lettuce and watch soap operas and be like, oh, my God, I can't wait to see what's going on with Luke and Laura. But when the guy that wears the jorts in the track.
Cena.
Yeah. When he turned, people were losing their minds. Like, I can't believe this. They were like, it was like all of a sudden Buster Douglas knocked out Mike Tyson. People were freaking out at the heel turn for this
guy. It was on ESPN. It was on SportsCenter. And then everything since then has been an absolute disaster. I'm one of those people that takes it way too serious.
Well, wasn't he just doing a bunch of stuff for promotional stuff for Trump? Wasn't he like,
who, Hogan?
Yeah, before the election.
Sure. Yeah. There's that. He did his last appearance at a WWE show was earlier this year, I think. It was Staples Center in LA. He got booed out the building. But again, people that don't like wrestling hate him for comments he's made and stuff he's done in the past.
Right.
People in wrestling or like wrestling turned on him after a while because a lot of backstage politics stuff that he kind of was a major part of.
But hey, Hulk Hogan, rest in peace.
Yeah.
And thoughts, prayers to the family and friends of the Hulkster. And he's left an indelible mark in wrestling for sure. And as we said, he was a pop culture icon. Hey, brother, ripping T-shirts. Boy, he put that T-shirt company in business.
Or they got cheap
fabric, that's for sure. We'll come back. News from the Nats. Talk about what's happening out at One Winning Drive. Hear from Lamar and Harbs. And not Ronnie Stanley. We're going to hear from Derrick Henry and Roquan Smith. Four guys that can talk. You're going to hear from them. Buy or sell, where's the money? And then Cordell gives his impressions of day one of training camp.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.